Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. Vance Rogers coming from you at a very, very beautiful day in the Columbia River Gorge National Scenic Area, where I get to call home. Today, or I should say this morning, we have two amazing ladies with us that have been friends of mine for quite some time. And even more than that, these ladies have taught me wisdom about how to take care of this temple that God gave me. And Lori Jones from South Carolina and Sandy Martin from Fremont, Ohio, they don't only preach wellness, preach the five pillars, preach and share Nikan's complete vital wellness, all the things that we get to enjoy as Nikanites, but they live it. And there are so many things that are racing through my brain right now that I've learned from these two ladies, and I'm going to let them take over the call and share with you. And before I do that, though, Sandy and Lori, I just want to say, you know, when it comes down to every day having a choice, how we start that day. As Aristotle said years ago, let food be your medicine and let medicine be your food. And starting the day with Nikan, and I had the choice. I'm helping our fire department at our annual pancake breakfast, which is just, pardon my directness, but the food is not good. It's just not healthy. So I got to start the day with KVB. And you two ladies remind me to do that, because I have you two in my brain. So I'm going to turn the call over to you, and I'm going to just listen and enjoy like everybody else and let you two have a conversation. And I don't believe you've ever met in person, correct?
Right.
Okay, so Lori, Sandy, have some fun, share your wisdom. Lori, why don't you start and talk about your journey, and remember that if we can pull this off in 20 to 25 minutes, I think it'll be a success. So the call is yours.
Thank you, Vance. I'm Lori Jones, and I'm from South Carolina. All my life, I've struggled with food and weight. I've gone up and down in sizes, lost weight, and found it again, only to gain more than I lost. I had no energy. I was constantly aching all over. I walked with a limp and was grossly overweight. I'd work a full day and come home with not enough energy to cook for my family. So in 2012, my sister introduced me to my first Nikan product. And within 30 minutes, I did not ache, and I had energy. Over the years, I've added Nikan products to my certified wellness home. And today, I have plenty of energy. I've shed over 100 pounds. I've gone from a size 22 to a size 6. And when I work all day, I come home, I cook a homemade dinner for my family, and I have energy to spare. It was an inside job that has now manifested to the outside, and I am a different person. I thank God for my sister Suzanne, who shared Nikan with me for over 20-year period before I even responded. She had patience, perseverance, and prayed for me. So do not give up on anyone. And by sharing Nikan with someone, you could change their lives forever. That's pretty much what I wanted to share. So, Sandy, if you'd like to share a little bit, you're welcome to go ahead. Sandy, are you there? Okay. Well, I guess I could share a couple things that have really changed my life, a couple products that I've used. My first product happened to be insoles. Not everybody actually is affected within a 30-minute period or a few minutes, but some people are. For me, it was immediate. And when I say immediate, I mean immediate. And my sister looked at me and said, well, you know, what's your level of the issue that that you're having and discomfort? And I said, well, it's a 9. And she said, a 9? And I said, yes. And she said, well, how often? I said, all the time. And so she gave me the insoles. I put them in my shoes as I was getting the graduation party ready for our middle child, David. And within 30 minutes, she said, hey, what's your level? And I looked at her and I said, oh, my goodness. I don't have any issues. And she said, okay, let me have this back. And within 30 more minutes, I was right back to the way I was. And so there was something to it. And then my next product was the waterfall. And that was a game changer. I thought I drank good water, all of five, but I didn't. And when I started drinking the water, it was amazing. I felt better. And as a lifeguard in the
excuse me, Lori. Lori, yeah. I'm back. Yeah, I have a new phone, and we're not good friends yet, so I don't know.
Oh.
Anyway, go on. Sorry, I just wanted you to know who's here.
This is Sandy?
Yes.
Good to meet you, Sandy. Well, why don't you just take it from here? I'll stop right there, and you can share an overview of what's happened to you since you've been introduced to me, Ken.
Oh, well, I was just kind of wondering. I was going to ask you before the call got dropped. People listening in, I'm kind of wondering if they're in a stage of, oh, gee, I don't even know where to start. Maybe just some of the simple things that you set up for yourself as a plan that got you to where you're at. It's just a thought if you wanted to do that. I thought maybe that might be helpful. I'm thinking I would wonder if I hadn't accomplished that by a certain time, why wasn't I getting there, you know? And maybe your plan would be helpful to them.
Okay. Well, for me, it was a progression. And so I added the water. And then two summers later, I added the KVD. And that changed everything. The KVD actually is a natural product that I found my body started craving good things instead of bad. And that has never happened to me in my life. And I go in the food store, and instead of craving my favorite cookies or whatever, I was looking around for the cherries. I was looking around for grapes. It was very strange to me that my body wanted good things now. And my cravings are totally gone. But they were being changed. And so I started with that, and I would have a shake in the morning. I do a 500 out to the middle of the lake as part of our PT on Fort Jackson. If you're a lifeguard, you have PT. So I'd swim out to the middle of the lake and do a 500. Then I would take the rescue board and do another 500. And then I would do a deep dive for 13 feet down, grab a 10-pound brick, put it on my chest, and only use my legs to go 25 yards. I would do that in the morning. And I wouldn't be hungry till 12:30 or 1 o'clock after one KVD. And so that changed. And I've always been active, but more active in the summer. And so that's when things really started to happen. I never felt dehydrated, but my skin was a little dry. So I tried the shower head, and I stopped using lotion. Now, as a lifeguard in South Carolina, that's saying something, because it was 101 last Saturday, and I'll go out again today. It's about 90 degrees out today, and be out in the sun for 40 hours, 45 hours a week. So I've just added supplements as well, things that have supported my body, and because all of the products work synergistically together, and the only side effect for me is I keep getting healthier and healthier. And so my life has totally changed. I look in the mirror, I don't recognize myself, and it is phenomenal. And I thank God for my sister, but in the process, I was delivered from food addiction. So it all works together, and the Lord has done amazing work, and he's not done yet. And like I said earlier, it's an inside job.
Well, just initially, I got into the con I love Jazzercise. It's a aerobic dance program. And I spent a number of years exercising for 6 weeks and nothing for 8 weeks, trying to find something that I really wanted to do, and finally ran across Jazzercise, and I loved it. So I didn't have to make myself do it. I wanted to go. I'm loving it. And I was in a couple of years, and my knees started bothering me. Drugs made me break out in hives, and something inside of me, this is 20 years ago, something always said to me, God has a lot of resources if I knew what they were. When a friend introduced me and he came, I'm like, oh, it sounds a little crazy. These people just throw magnets on everything. But I was open, tried the knee wraps and then soles, and in a month, made me felt really good. I'm still wearing wraps at night. I don't have to do anything else with it, and my knees are doing fine. And I'm still jazzercising 4 times a week. And led from one thing to another. The water has been amazing. The sleep. My husband had sleep apnea so bad, I had to wear the earplugs they used to run jackhammers. It was horrible. And that was our first big introductory product that was life-changing for sure. I just, you know, I love everything with McCann. It's just improved our lives vastly. I'm very fortunate that I came from a family where my mother was very strong about well-balanced meals. She baked once in a while, but it wasn't like an everyday thing. And so I had at least some baseline on nutrition. And my mother, I see, pretty much the same size, and she told me, when you feel good where you're at and you have good energy, that's where you should stay. So don't let it get out of hand. If you gain 2 or 3 pounds, lose 2 or 3 pounds. And that has been wonderful advice. And I've probably been the same weight pretty much my whole life because of that. And then, well, you know, I think it's important for everybody to find an exercise they like. Obviously, this is pushed all the time, but people don't treat their body like a temple. I think they treat their cars better than they do themselves most of the time. You know, they wouldn't dream of letting their car go without an oil change for 10,000 miles, but yet they'll be carrying too much weight that's hard on their heart, feet, knees, you name it. And that's like, oh, well, we'll deal with that later, you know. I'm not a food monk, that I never, ever have a treat, but I try to just keep it, like, you know, Monday through Friday, eat nutritiously, don't overeat, because life is you feel miserable. So then on the weekend, I'll have, you know, if I want it, I'll have a treat. But, I don't know, I feel sad when I look at our society. I kind of like to go to places and just sit sometimes and people watch, and I'm like, we have older grandkids, and I go to their events all the time, but at the end of the year, you see more other kids, too. And it's so sad. 3/4 of these young people are already packing on another 30, 40 pounds over what they should have. And I'm thinking, where are they going to end up? KDB, I loved it. Breakfast is, like, so important. And the answer is talking about protein, so, you know, it's great protein. Since I don't eat meat, but I eat fish and all other dairy products, I have to work a little harder to get protein. So sometimes I'll throw a boiled egg at myself along with my KVB. I eat nuts, too, roasted nuts to get more. But KVB is awesome. You just throw it in a pit at a blender, and I mix up 3 meals in less than 5 minutes. You know, you can't get any better than that. And so,
Sandy, I want to chime in right here, right quick, because Lori said this as well. But the KVB, I almost feel like we cheat. I feel like I'm cheating when I take that, and I ate that for breakfast this morning, knowing I needed the extra boost. But you said something a few minutes ago: keep weekend food on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Keep weekend food on the weekend, and if we'll just do that, quit feeling like we deserve or we're entitled to treats all the time. I watch people just like you do all the time, and I do think it's sad because I was once there carrying an extra 50 pounds, you know, half of what Lori was carrying for years. But the other thing that I've learned, that, again, if you said that your mom taught you, you know, you gain a pound, you lose a pound. Gain a pound, drop a pound. Figure out a way to get rid of it, you know. Skip a meal, catch you, or whatever. But increasing easily digestible protein, especially with the KVB. And I have learned from people like Lori and others. Linda Morris is an advocate about this. Brody Craney is an advocate about this. Roger Drummer, I can go on and on. If you increase the easily digestible protein, which is mostly plant-based, I'm not saying go be a zealous vegan. I'm not saying that. But if you can shift more to a plant-based, stuff that comes from the ground, especially organic, flaxseed, chia seed, hemp seed, the list goes on and on and on, peanut butter powder. You can get this stuff in bulk for so inexpensive. Add all those things. I've made shakes before that in excess of 50 grams of protein, which is excess. I don't do that very often, almost never. But this morning's shake, let me do the math in my head, 32 or 35 grams of easily digestible protein. You accelerate the body's ability to work and function better, but the most important thing is we give the brain the food it needs. The opposite of that is skipping breakfast and enjoying a cup of Starbucks or a cup of your favorite caramel macchiato or whatever, fill in the blank, and empty carbohydrates. Look at what, and I'll finish with this. This is my theory, and I can't back it up theologically, but the last breakfast that Jesus ate with his disciples was what? Fish. Easily digestible protein. It was not Kellogg's Corn Flakes because they're great. No, it was fish. That's an easily digestible protein, readily available. And KVB for us is readily available. So, Sandy, I like the bantering that you and Lori have going. Lori, why don't you guys, will you ladies wrap up the call and ask each other some more questions because you have both have a different perspective.
Oh, yeah.
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 You
want to
go first, Sandy?
Oh, I'm okay. I just was wondering, there's so many good substitutes for the comfort foods that we've been brought up to eat. And I just think it's kind of a challenge, a fun challenge, to be able to find something that tastes really, really good and is really, really good for you. And I so much understand what you're saying about cravings for things. And I even have a friend who's kind of adopted. She's like, I've tried, because of you, I've tried to make more healthy changes in my life and more choices. And I realize I don't really want the stuff I used to eat. And I'm like, yay. Yeah, that's what happens. Our body knows enough to tell us, you know, if we're just open to listen. It's like there's a really famous book, and it's called Only Eat When You're Hungry. It sounds so simple, but think about it once. We're surrounded by events, social events, and everything is about eating, eating, eating. It's all a bunch of drunkies. I love that you have found that point where your body's saying, it's not good for me, and I don't even want you to have it.
I agree with you, Sandy. I was raised in a Catholic family, and it was all about eating all the time. And I personally never allowed my body to get hungry. And I never, I just never did. I never really knew what hunger was. I ate food all the time because I was an addict. I did neglect to say, very important, I started getting good night's sleep with the sleep system. It is found scientifically as well. It's very difficult to lose sleep if you don't sleep well. And I talked to Dr. Lindner about this at length, because he knows a lot. And it's an amazing thing when you get sleep, your body is like, wow, I like that. And so, you know, at this point, I'm 52 and I feel like I'm 32. And, you know, now I use the KVB to maintain my weight. Some people can use it to lose weight. Some people use it to maintain weight. And some people, one of my customers actually uses it to gain weight, to actually gaining weight. It's an amazing product. It's just one of many that we have. You know, there is a chocolate mousse out there, and I'm going to give a plug to Tom Brady, but his chocolate mousse, you would never know that it's really good, and it's not that bad for you, you know? There are always other options. Me particularly, when I want a treat, I have a treat. I take exercise, I take good care of my body, I don't count calories. I'm not in shackles anymore. And I think if I could say anything to cap it off, it would be that I have freedom. I have freedom from something that weighed me down all of my life. And now, the second half of my life, I can live in freedom. And I thank God ultimately. And I thank my sister for sharing me, Ken, because the combination of two are an amazing gift. You know, the first foremost gift is God. If you don't open it up, then you don't understand how amazing that is. When you receive me, Ken, it's a gift. And if you don't open it up like I did for 20 years, as soon as I opened it up and embraced it, it absolutely changed my life. And I thank Vance doing this phone call weekly. I'm faithful to do it, and I appreciate it so much. I glean so much. It's so encouraging to hear the testimony of people who are now free. And that's really, there's hope and freedom. So that's how I like to end. Sandy, do you want to say anything else to end us up?
You know, when you brought up sleep, I thought we've had one of many sleep systems over 20 years. You know, we've always had one and upgraded and stuff. And when the earthing blanket came out, I'm like, oh, I don't know, do we really need this? And then I looked at the movie and I'm like, yeah, we sure do need this. We need to give this a try. And it's hard to believe that even adds another amazing layer of sleep, you know? I'm awed by the whole thing, and it's, again, resources that God gave us that we just weren't using. You know, we're cutting ourselves off from it. But I always say to people, it's not like I heard a big angel from heaven come down saying, hey, oh, let me send an angel, embrace me. But I feel like, you know, God leads us to good things in our lives. And definitely, I was led to McCann, you know, and I'm always so thrilled when I see other people that get it and they want to improve their lives. It's so rewarding. It's so rewarding to know that you have a small part in changing the quality of people's lives.
Well, all right. That sounds awesome. How about we end it here, Vance? He's still in the line.
No, I don't know. I know he had to be doing other things, too.
Well, y'all, thank you for being with us this morning. You know, my phone number, I'll give you my phone number if you ever want to call me, if I can help you in any way. My number is 803-572-2047. So if you need me, just call her. Thank you so much for being on the line today, and we appreciate you being a part of this new 10 amazing journey.
And I will leave my number as well. It's 419-307-1133. Or if you want to email, it's Sandy, S-A-N-D-Y, the number 4, wellness@gmail.com. So,
Lori,
I love being able to help people.
Lori, can
all
you
right.
Give your number?
My number is 803-572-2047.
Thank you.
Thank you. And y'all have a wonderful rest of your day.
Yeah. Thanks, folks.
Bye-bye.
Sandy, Lori, you ladies are awesome. Thank you so much for being so vulnerable and giving us so much intel. And I would encourage folks, don't just say, oh, that was a good talk, that was a good conversation. Do something with it. information is power. And these ladies have just empowered us with viable intel. Viable intel. This is like military intelligence, but even better. And if we just apply a few of the things they shared and then share with other people, it's life-altering. So thank you, ladies, and I wish everybody the same. Have a great weekend. And if, again, just as a reminder, if this conversation was helpful and you want to share it with folks, SaturdayAMLive.com, www.SaturdayAMLive.com, and the recordings will be posted there. And if they're not posted immediately, check the 2019 recordings, and it'll be there. And you can copy and paste the link and share it with folks. It could just save their life. So thanks again, everyone. Thanks again, everybody and everyone. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Sam.